This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Trader Nick in the United States. Good afternoon from London, Nick.
Hey, Johnny. How are you?
Seems not so long ago we spoke, which was, just yesterday, quite late yesterday, because we wanted to reflect on that tariff announcement from President Trump and Prime Minister Keir Starmer on UK-US tariffs. I wanted to ask you more about market reaction to that news yesterday. And also, there's been further news in regards to China and what might be happening with their tariffs, which has come out of President Trump earlier today.
Yeah, Johnny, in terms of the reaction to yesterday, if we take a quick look at just how prices settled out yesterday, there wasn't really a very wild move. If anybody was going to kind of make a first agreement with the U.S., it was likely to be one of our closest allies, the U.K. And so we got that. It was a good omen, I think, for both sides. We talked a little bit about that on the podcast, just how this puts things behind us. And that's a good thing for both sides to a degree, right? If you're in the U.K. and you've been waiting to make business decisions, this gives you some clarity. If same thing for the United States, especially if you do business specifically in the UK, there's not this looming, well, if I make a decision and then something drastically changes, there is some clarity there. It is actually a pretty meaningful amount of impact to an economy if it can kind of stop the grinding to a halt point and actually start just kind of chugging along and dealing with the new environment that we're in. So in some ways, I made the point yesterday in the podcast that I think it is envious for others to see that and say, hey, look, you know, now the UK and the US, now they can at least move on. Like, even if it's not ideal for you know, maybe the UK side of things, at least they had that first mover advantage and maybe they can move past it. So there's a little bit of that in response to it. And clearly, you know, you take a look at the stock market yesterday, it was up a good bit yesterday for the US. I haven't looked at UK stocks. I'll just do that now as well to see the reaction there. Yeah, so I mean, a bit of a mixed reaction yesterday, not too far down, not too far up, just sort of flat for the day. And I think that this was, again, as we've discussed, largely expected that we were going to get a deal pretty quickly. And we did. I mean, that was, Johnny, that was like 1 month after the April 2nd that we got a deal made between the US and the UK. And it's an ongoing thing. It's an agreement thing. And there's you know, continuous negotiations and progress to be made on that front. But I think like we said yesterday, it's a largely a good omen. Now, as you mentioned, the real drama comes this weekend with China, right? The U.S. and China are supposedly one of, I can't remember who said it, but there was just a release of a news headline that just hit the wire that basically said that there was likely to be some fireworks essentially this weekend, that things should get interesting, maybe for the positive, maybe for the negative. We'll have to see, but it should be a very interesting market weekend. I do wonder if people will potentially de-risk ahead of that event, and perhaps watching the way the market trades today will be interesting. If you get a lot of kind of buying into the close or strength into the close, perhaps that's showing market optimism about what could be taking place this weekend. And if you see some downside motion, some weakness in the dollar, the weakness in the U.S. stock market, perhaps that suggests a little bit of uncertainty. But a little wobbly going into that print. We're not seeing another huge up day in the market, at least at the time of recording this. But I do think, Johnny, that that's really the big one. You know, we knew, like I said, the US, UK probably going to make a trade deal. India and US are probably going to make it. We know that some of those deals are coming. The big one, it's really, you know, most nations seem to be relatively able to come to some sort of negotiation, but it's really that number one and number two economy of the world. Are they going to shake hands on a deal? Because that has ripple effects to the rest of the world.
And it does seem, Nick, that President Trump's strategy, albeit perhaps some people have described as almost crazy strategy that we've seen since the original tariffs announcement, is working and has worked, because you are getting these very important countries in the G7 coming to the table and compromising. And the United States is getting a lot of what it might not have expected to have got a few months or years ago. You can't fault it, really, if that is the case. I mean, we've only had UK so far. As you've said, China's expected soon. Talks are ongoing between the United States and Japan, Korea, and so on. So he has his many, many critics, but it does seem there is method in the madness.
There is, you know, I don't think that even if you disagree with his approach. I think it would be a little unfair to completely call him, you know, an idiot or a genius for this, right? I think that there is a high risk, high reward play happening here, which I think is a more fair way of saying it is, you know, this is, you could call it a gamble, you could call it a high risk bet. But as you pointed out, it seems like there is some progress being made. However, I looked at the betting markets yesterday on this topic, which of course has become at this point like a library of information for people, which is a fascinating concept in itself. But many of the betting markets had, you know, there are some nations on that list that do seem more likely, according to the betting markets, to come to the table. Like I mentioned, India a second ago. But then, you know, there's also still, and the deadline for this in terms of the betting markets was the 90-day pause duration, like the deadline. Are we going to have deals? And there were countries, at least as of yesterday, I saw Canada was on there at 48% chance. So it's really close. Like it's a 50-50 chance that we actually see deals happening with some countries, and other countries are more likely. And of course, as you would imagine, it is the closer, more in tuned or lower trade deficit nations that are more likely to come to the table and negotiate, and the ones that have larger or disproportionate ones that are likely to be a challenge.
Indeed. I mean, looking at the UK-US deal, that was an easy win, really, almost for both sides, because there isn't really much of a difference between the two in terms of imports and exports. It's more or less a balance, isn't it? So it's difficult to really surmise as to how much we can take from that. But nonetheless, a deal is a deal. And we mentioned this yesterday, Nick, the price of oil is on the rise finally after many falls over the last few weeks and months. We now got WTI at 61, Brent crude at 64. So what's behind that?
Yeah, Johnny. So to add on to what you just said there, right, we've had a bounce back in oil. But we also know that to start out this week, there was some drama between OPEC nations. And we really saw on the opening, you know, of the futures market this week, there was a gap lower. And from a technical analyst perspective for a moment, we oftentimes do see that at the bottom of moves. You get this big kind of capitulation flush down. And that happened in the price action of oil. You had a big crash down on the opening bell, but then we quickly filled the gap and have now actually had a really positive week for the price of oil. One thing I would say about that in terms of the technical basis is that that has been sitting at a very low price. As we've discussed, oil has gotten really beaten down. I'm looking at January, we had a high of $80 a barrel, 80.6 actually for WTI, coming down as low at one point as 55.3. And Johnny, I think the big question here is, you look at oil in the low 50s and you say, okay, at low 50s and below, that is more pointing towards recession direction. And then you get a good NFP report. Then you get some good services and manufacturing PMIs out of the United States. You get some decent economic prints that beat expectations across the board, right? People were really concerned about where global economy was headed and trade war is going to send us into oblivion. And well, we actually got a good round of economic data. I think that really buoyed the price of oil back up. And I think that if you are somebody who thinks, you know, oil prices are headed low 50s and lower, then you're making essentially, in my opinion, a bet that we are going into a recession. And right now, I personally don't see the indicators to suggest recession. Of course, not financial advice, but I do think that the path of least resistance here for oil is to move a little bit higher. You have OPEC nations who are incentivized to get the price of oil up. You have economic reads that have come in a little bit stronger than expected recently. But of course, there are bear catalysts that have gotten us here, right? You've had the Ukraine and U.S. kind of relations repaired a little bit. And, you know, there's also something we haven't even brought up on the podcast, Johnny, which is, of course, India and Pakistan seem very at arms with each other. So just when we thought geopolitics seemed to be cooling off, it seems like there's a bit of drama on that side of the world as well.
And from a geopolitical point of view, if you cast your mind back a few days, Donald Trump mentioned a very, very big announcement coming up. Before they went to, and I'll talk about that in a second or two, before they went to the Middle East, they're going to go to Saudi Arabia over the weekend, and talked about a very big announcement. Now, I doubt that announcement is the US-UK tariff deal. There's something else brewing, and I wonder if it's to do with the Middle East. He's off to see the Crown Prince in Saudi over the weekend, and that'll be interesting as well in terms of the oil price, the oil situation, because they say that Trump is very, very keen on the Saudis to keep the price of oil low by promising to supply more of the stuff. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens over the next couple of days.
Certainly will be, Johnny, and this weekend will be action-packed between that as well as the U.S.-China discussions. No shortage of headlines, that's for sure.
And as far as next week goes?
Yeah, Johnny, so next week we have CPI numbers on Tuesday. That's probably one of the biggest events of the week as we get more inflation reads, core CPI and CPI. Same time, we also have the producer price index coming out on Thursday. Following that, we get some employment data out of Australia. We get Powell speaking again on Thursday. And then on Friday, we get some consumer sentiment and inflation expectations from the University of Michigan.
Excellent stuff. Have a great weekend. We'll speak to you very soon.
Thanks, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.